show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
He's the co-founder of a theatre company and appeared in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Gryffindor!
But he's best known from a little place called Hogwarts.
What's your names again?
Gabby, your Memory Monday mystery guest is Chris Rankin, but you know him as Percy Weasley from your fave film, Harry Potter.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to Australian Radio.
How are you?
I'm in shock. This is amazing. It's one of my Harry Potter people.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm really good. I'm really good. We're in the middle of a campsite in the UK at the moment in a heat wave, so life could not be better.
Are you looking for Horcruxes?
Every day.
Every day.
Oh, my God, I'm geeking out so hard.
Yeah, I know, and this is why we kept it a surprise. Chris, Gabby is the biggest Harry Potter fan I know. We want to talk to you about something else you're doing, Cinderella Live, really soon, which is really, really exciting. But first, do you mind, are you happy to indulge Gabby? I'm sure she has a couple of HP questions she'd love to ask you.
Of course. Fire away.
Oh, God, I'm just not even prepared for this.
I haven't
organised any questions that I've been burning to ask for the past 15 years.
It's going to be one of those things, Chris, where Gabby's going to finish this interview
and, like,
and she's going to go, oh, why didn't I ask that?
What's your best memory from being on the Harry Potter site? The set?
It's 11 years of one big, great memory, if I'm honest. It's so difficult to pick out just one specific moment, but I think for me, the bits that stand out are the bits where there's a load of us together doing something really fun. And a good example of that is when we were filming Platform 9 and 3 Quarters at King's Cross train station in London. Because it was just one of those utterly bonkers setups. You know, most of the time we've been filming up until that point, we've been on a studio set. So no members of the public have been able to see us. We've been tucked away at least in studios. And then all of a sudden we're at King's Cross, which is one of the biggest train stations in the country, with a steam train and a load of ginger people, including, you know, Oscar-nominated actresses like Julie Walters and, you know, all sorts of people. So that was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun. And we got to do stupid stuff like running at walls. And it was great.
What a head spin. Often we speak to people who are in movies that become surprise hits. Like just a week ago, we had Jerry Bamham, who was Uncle Frank in Home Alone. And he was saying, we had no idea that Home Alone was going to be huge. Absolutely no idea. But Harry Potter was huge before you were part of it. So did you guys go into making these films going, oh my God, we are going to be overnight stars because this is Harry Potter, for God's sakes?
I don't think we did. I certainly didn't. I mean, when we started working on the films, there was only just four books out. The fourth book had come out like maybe 5 weeks before we started filming. So Harry Potter, it was popular, but it had only just started to tip over into that kind of crazy popular world. And I think by the time the first film came out, which was what, like a year and 2 months after we started working on it, it was suddenly huge. And yeah, I can speak for myself, and I know that when I got out of the car at Leicester Square Cinema for the premiere of the first film, I nearly fell over backwards. Like I had no idea what to expect. I was, you know, as a kid from the east of England, all I'd ever done up until that point was high school shows and community theatre.
Wow!
And suddenly there's, you know, like 20,000 people out there who know what you look like, who know who you are and who you play, and they're screaming at you like you're the Beatles. It was insane, and I don't think anything can prepare you for that. You know, I think that's just something you have to kind of just experience and go, okay, this is what it is, you know.
Was it a prerequisite that you had red hair to be able to audition?
I don't know. Well, you see, I auditioned by open audition. Basically, they advertised for people to write into Warner Brothers and say, you know, I'd like to be in the Harry Potter films because. And I thought, well, there's only one part I could possibly play, and I love Harry Potter. And I was 16 years old. I was ginger haired and the school prefect. So My options were limited.
Did you get any hate from people in, like, the general public? Because Percy was a bit of a hated character for a moment there.
He was a little bit, yeah. And yes, I did. When the fifth book came out, which is when Percy turns to the dark side, I did get it at the dark side. I'm crossing my fandoms here. That's Star Wars, but there was a little bit of tension in the ranks. Shall we say. But I think I could bore you senseless for hours, and I know you don't have time for that, about my thoughts about why Percy's a misunderstood character, but we'll save that for another day.
We are on with Chris Rankin. Like you just said, he played Percy Weasley, Ron's older brother in the Harry Potter films. But tell us about what you're doing now. Cinderella Live. You're playing the fairy godfather.
Yes.
And this is a first. This is an interactive show.
That's right. So it's essentially a traditional UK pantomime, which I know is something that kind of has hit Australia a little bit in places, but it's not, I mean, it's by no means as huge as it is over here. But it's an interactive family musical, essentially, based on the story of Cinderella. It's a lot of fun. It's a really clever way of bringing panto to a COVID crowd, you know.
So good. Usually after the plug, that's where I'd wrap it up.
Yeah, I've got one more thing.
Gabby's wildly waving at me going, one more.
Chris, I was actually meant to meet you because you were coming to Australia for a Harry Potter trivia type tour of Australia, which was going to be amazing. It was meant to be last year, then it was meant to be this year, and now it's been postponed again. Yeah. But I was just looking.
Yeah.
Are you a New Zealander?
I am, yep, Kiwi born and bred.
I did not know that, and that means we are allowed to claim you because that's what Australia does. So therefore, there you go, Percy is Australian.
Percy Weasley is Australian.
My passport definitely has a silver fern on it, so you be careful,
you
all right?
Wow. Gee, that would have made the character a bit different. G'day, I'm Percy Weasley. How are you, bro? Yeah. Chris Rankin, he did play Percy Weasley. Log on and see Cinderella Live. Pantolive.com is the website. Chris, thank you so much for, sharing all your stories this morning and definitely making Gabby's morning, mate. Much appreciated.
My absolute pleasure. It's been great talking to you guys.
Best surprise I've ever had.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it.
The Hit Breakfast Show.